This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jeff, you were over at OTAs. What was the big story from day two of week two?
Exactly what you thought it was. Beanie Bishop was the big story.
Didn't he talk yesterday?
He did talk briefly yesterday.
So he had to come back out because of what Pitt fans were freaking out about. Yeah.
Yes, because of what he posted, to be fair. I mean, he put it out there, and it received quite a reaction, as we all know. So Beanie came out and talked, and he had the thought process or the mindset of, I don't get why this is a big deal. It's a rivalry. This is what happens in rivalries.
I'm on his side.
You? So am I, Jeff. Where do you come down?
I think every rivalry needs a Beanie Bishop.
What's that mean?
Someone that's just gonna, meaning someone's just going to take it to that level.
Never and graduate.
Even though he played one game against Pitt, and they won that game, he still has that hatred, and he doesn't think there's anything. He doesn't see any issue with this. Like, there was no apology. It was just,
do you think he should have apologized?
No.
No.
No, I don't.
Did the Steelers ask him to talk?
Them,
you think?
They hate.
No, what are you going to say, Jeff?
No, I was going to say, they hate me, I hate them, and that's just the way it's going to be. He did mention this interesting point, that in the offseason, he trains with MJ Devonshire, which he says they give it back and forth, which, I mean, I think Devonshire's got a pretty good one he could give back at him.
Jeff, the Steelers didn't, like, have him come out there because they wanted to say, hey, Pitt, you're our partners down here. We share the building. Like, we don't want to have one of our guys doing this. Was there any of that to this whole thing?
No.
Okay.
No. It was just his opportunity to kind of explain his mindset. And to their credit, they didn't force him to say something he didn't mean. They didn't cut him off from saying what he was saying. They let him say it. And like I said, he to a lot of people, they love that, that he just has this feeling that this is a rivalry. And, again, this is what you do in rivalries. If you see an opportunity to scrape your feet on the logo of somebody else, and we know, I mean, anyone that's – you guys have been to Penguin games. I mean,
yep.
Logos are big deals now.
Yes, they are.
All right, so I just want to make sure I'm hearing what you just said there correctly. You're under the impression that no one from the Steelers had an issue or problem with what he did, correct?
No, I'm saying they did not force him to come out and speak.
Oh, do we know how they feel about it?
Nor did they try to control his message. I'm sure they're annoyed just from the standpoint of this is an off-field issue, and that they never like to deal with those type of things.
Oh, so that, yeah, I mean, they hate that so much. That's why, you know, they've been staying as far away from Aaron Rodgers as humanly possible this offseason.
They've tried to keep everything very quiet and under wraps.
I mean, Doug Whaley and those guys basically, like, thought he might get cut over this. Do you see any way that happens?
No. Nope.
Okay. So you see discipline.
They can move Brandon Echols into the slot, and he might lose his job on merits, but I don't know. I do not see.
Well, he's not going to be getting.
He was out at full. I mean, without getting in trouble, I mean, he was there today and went through all OTAs just like he has for the time he's been here.
Well, besides the fact that Beanie won't get a Christmas card from Pat Narduzzi, Jeff, what was the, of the things you're allowed to tell us, what showed out today? Who kind of caught Jeff Hathorn's very trained, educated eye?
You know, I wanted to watch the rookies because you get through a week of OTAs and you have a better feel for it going into week two. And I was really taken by Caleb Johnson, and not only his burst and his ability to find holes, but in going through the drills, how seriously he took every one of them. And there was a lot of times where Eddie Faulkner would come up to him and point out this and that, and he was all into soaking all of it. There was no he was listening to everybody, and I thought that was a cool thing to watch, just to see him just soak it all in and then see some performances on the field that were eye-opening in this setting. It's shorts. We all overreact to things, but I think they feel like they have something special, and he is willing to do, right now at least, whatever it is they want, and he wants to learn as much as he can.
Do you think that Roman Wilson in shorts has performed well enough, Jeff, that you would be surprised tomorrow if they sign Gabe Davis to a contract?
Not surprised, but I think he's performed well. I mean, I still think they feel like they need depth, where they wouldn't be talking to Gabe. I mean, but I do think Roman has shown some things. But I thought last year at OTAs he showed some things. So let's see what happens when it's for real with him.
More likely that they move to try to acquire Alan Lazard from the Jets or sign Gabe Davis, in your opinion?
Well, I guess I have to wait for the quarterback to come. I think Davis is intriguing. He will drive people nuts because he'll drop a few, and he's cheap. Lazard, here's what I go back and forth with Lazard. How much of his game is left, and how much interest is there really in him coming to Pittsburgh? That's what I don't know right now.
How do we feel so far about some of the newcomers that are not rookies, Jeff?
I think I mentioned Echols earlier. I think he's fit in very nicely. Obviously, we heard from Slay last week and what players think about his impact and what he's bringing. I think just getting Cole Holcomb back, he has gone full in drills. He's not a new player, but he is because he didn't play last year. I mean, this guy's had 142 tackles in a season with Washington. He's looked pretty solid out there, and it gives a linebacker room. He's another guy that not only can clog the hole, but he's got some mobility, and he looks good. You wouldn't know that he had the knee surgery. We'll see if he's able to hold up, but again, not a new guy, but that's someone that stood out to me, and how well Holcomb is kind of fit right into the mix, having never really played with this group of linebackers.
Jeff, I know this actually happened yesterday, and I know you were involved in talking to this guy, but what did you make of how Minkah Fitzpatrick characterized what went wrong for them at the end last year, or the end of the season on defense?
Yeah, you think he liked Dante Jackson?
Wait, I didn't see that. What happened? He ripped him?
He's not complimentary of certain things.
He just said it's nice to have a guy in Slay where that you can count on over there.
Mm.
He also talked about communication, though. There were a lot of things that I thought, yep. Jeff, if people wanted to, and I'll summarize here so we're not speaking vaguely. I just felt like from what I was able to glean there yesterday that he kind of was taking a subtle shot, I think you could argue, at not only some of his teammates but the coaching staff too.
Well, he did mention that was the role he had, but I think part of the reason of the role he had, and I was talking to somebody about this today, was because they didn't trust the other corner, and it prohibited them trying some of the things they like Minkah to do because they didn't have that feeling on that side. And what Minkah Pony was saying yesterday is, listen, with Slay over there, like, we're already communicating at a high level. Like, everybody's seems mm-hmm. on the same page. You got another year with Elliott. Like, he feels like this is going to be a Minkah type year, at least what he's seen so far.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jeff, a couple things about our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon tomorrow. Number one, Austin Bechtold and I at 4 o'clock have to eat one of those Carolina Reaper pepper chips. How long do you think it'll take for our mouths to get back to normal after eating one of those?
Here's the thing. You're doing it on the air and then you have to talk, right?
Okay, I think that's a smart move because it'll distract me from how much my mouth is burning.
Bread and milk.
Salonis. That's a great call. We've got the milk part of you.
Hell, soak the bread in milk. Just jam everything
Austin
in there.
Austin says he doesn't like milk. Austin said he's not
a
milk guy.
He also said he has a heart condition potentially that he might or might not have made up just to get out of this, Jeff.
The other one, Jeff, is at 5 o'clock. It is the Pittsburgh Sports Spelling Bee. Every fan producer is eligible. The winner gets $500. Who are you picking?
Sports Spelling Bee.
Yep. So Pittsburgh Sports.
Might be an underdog.
So like not like Mike Krzyzewski's name, like specific to Pittsburgh Sports.
Krzyzewski.
I mean, hockey. Gorgeous Charlie Borges is.
He's a live wire
there. But Joel Nelson. Don't sleep on Joel.
If all of Joel's words are like parlay, you know, spread, things like gambling-related terms.
You got to look up a lot of stats when you're looking up those things.
That's right. He's seen a lot of the names.
Those stats.
That's right. The player props.
I guess I have to announce what I'm doing, too, then. I think it's only fair that I give this person a chance. I know they won't take advantage of it and prepare. Yeah. Jeff, you know how it's been widely reported that for people about to go through the final process of becoming United States citizens, the citizenship test that they have to take is actually pretty tough, and most natural-born U.S. citizens like would have a hard time passing it. Have you ever heard people talk about this? Like, I looked up the test.
Very familiar with this.
Okay, so it's like a hard test, and some of these are like things that we never even have to think about. I'm giving Harry Callis, who has had a very hard time answering some basic questions about sports broadly, like things like what conference is Pitt in, what conference is Duke in. I'm giving him the Pittsburgh sports media citizenship test, if you will. So I'm going to ask him a lot of questions of varying difficulty from 6 to 7, me and Crowley. I'll let Crowley jump in on this too because they're natural rivals. I'm making a citizenship test of sorts for Harry Callis for his job, and we'll see if he passes.
Nice. I love that one. That's a great.
He's going to lose. He's going to fail. But that's okay.
Yeah.
No, he is. He didn't know that Penn State was in the Big Ten, and he didn't know the Big Ten existed as a conference.
He's probably not listening right now.
He's practicing baseball for this weekend.
Don't say the answer out loud on the off chance he is and he remembers. One of the questions I had was going to be, Harry, who caught the winning touchdown pass in Super Bowl 43 for the Steelers?
Oh. I don't think it's a slam dunk he gets that. I really don't.
Look at Donnie's shoulders.
I don't think it is.
The slumping going
Which
on.
Which one was that again?
Would it be a clue to tell him like he caught almost every pass on that same drive?
No, that won't help.
Means nothing to him. He was probably watching
the game's MVP.
He was watching the 1996 Yankees highlight video.
Enjoy Key Brian Hayes in the five hole tonight. We'll see you.
All right, I'm going to go get some ice cream.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.